Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
Hi there, and we're at the San Diego Marriott Marquis with the Vistage Executive Summit, and it's CEO Exclusive Radio. I'm Mark Borelli, my co-host Soini Koch is with me, and we have a guest for this segment, Nick Meliosis.
Yes, sir.
You
got it right. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Nick. And we're asking all the guests on the show as a starter question. What is it that you would like to tell middle market CEOs about what's going on in your industry or people with your skill set? What should they be aware of that's happening right now?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great. So there's two focuses on technology. There's those who think towards the future, and there's also who need to focus on the here and now. So what I find is that while there's plenty of emphasis on looking at the next greatest technology from an optimization perspective, I don't think there's enough effort still focused on the here and now as it relates to technology. So if you can vision a circle cut into 16 pieces where each piece represents a specific technology, there's a certain quadrant that there's not a whole lot of focus, meaning that clients are still overspending on areas of technology. So in the here and now, we help them optimize those particular areas so that they potentially can take some of those savings and put it forward towards technology in the future. So we're focused on the here and now, and that's really the message.
And how does a middle market CEO, you know, like yourself, think about the spend on technology and how to optimize that spend on technology? Where should they be focused?
Sure, there's three key areas. So from our particular focus, so I'm not looking as an owner of my business, it's a more a matter of what we provide to our clients. So in these particular areas, it falls into telecommunications, mobility, and something we now call hybrid maintenance. So those particular technologies fall in what we call the lower right quadrant in technologies, and it's those areas where technology changes, seems to be every 30 to 45 days. The industry will follow about 30 to 45 days behind it. But it's those areas of technology that you need not stay in the same cost structure during the entire time of a length of a contract. So even though clients will have teams dedicated to focusing on optimization, the reality is that the industry just moves too fast and is an industry expert in those areas. That's the guidance that we provide our clients. It's just to focus on, once again, the here and the now in those areas of technology.
And when you focus on the here and the now, can you give us some broader examples so the guy, the CEO, will know what he should be thinking about? You know, where do you see, let's say, the biggest savings in the here and the now if they were to focus that?
Okay, I'll redirect the focus. So our basic clients fall within the Fortune 10 to 500, so that means all clients are based globally. So we are not focused just here domestically. We are looking at all countries, and that becomes the big differentiator in the industry. So when you focus on telecommunications, some of it is just not sexy whatsoever. It's just some of it can be antiquated technology, but it's still in the environment, right? Sometimes it still doesn't make sense for an organization to pull technology out when it's working just fine, right? So telecommunications is certainly one key area. I can tell you another one that has completely gotten out of control is what we call mobility. Those are these devices where we look at each day. You check Facebook, you check your email. So from a personal perspective, we've all had the aggravation of maybe calling your carrier and trying to haggle a particular monthly expense, if you will, right? But now take it from a global client's perspective. They have 500, 1,000, maybe sometimes 10,000 employees on these particular devices. And imagine what that frustration is like at a global level, right? Not dealing with an account team just here domestically, but having to deal with other folks who are positioned globally, right? So now we serve as that helping hand because mobility, if you imagine, it has a monthly plan for your cellular. You have a monthly plan for your text, for your graphics. Imagine all that. But then imagine all of those plans are constantly changing every 45 days. So the carrier is not going to be proactive and come tell you, hey, here's an area where you can save a few bucks. They'll gladly provide you with a contract that says, hey, we'll take more money from your budget. We'll gladly do that. But in an effort to help you optimize and keep your expenses lower, they don't do that. And that's why we stay in this realm of business, the here and now.
Okay. That's helpful.
Yeah. So one of the things that we were talking about a few days ago was this notion of being a general contractor for IT services, which is one of the ways that you describe carrier management strategies. So tell us what that actually means.
Okay, here we go for the land of confusion. So typically when you take the term of a general contractor, right, it's related to the housing environments, right? Someone says, I want to build a house from scratch. They bring in an architect who provides the vision. The vision then leans on a general contractor, and that contractor then is responsible for bringing in a framer, a plumber, an electrician, okay? But we're talking technology. We're not talking housing. So what we've done is we've taken that same concept but now applied it to technology. The CTO has a vision. They then bring in a technology team that serves as the architect. The architect then leans on a general contractor, that would be yours truly, who then brings in and is responsible for the mobility carriers, the telecom carriers, cloud services, et cetera. So our role is to manage and help optimize all of those technologies. So we serve as a general contractor. So that's how we blend in a term that is not associated with technology, but now bring it into technology.
Why is this concept important? Why does it matter? Or what difference does it make?
The industry is geared against. It's just my personal belief that the industry systematically positions the clients into contracts and solutions where it appears that the actual solution is to the benefit of the clients. But when you peel back the onion, the reality is just to protect the margins of the industry. So bringing in a general contractor, somebody who comes from the world of technology, we already come from the inside. We already know the tricks of the trade. So as a general contractor, when we bring in technology providers, we already know that those providers are already geared towards the mindset of protecting the financial and operational interests of the client. That's the different element. And there's not many companies out there that, quite frankly, give a rip about the end user, but they still want them to pay their bill.
So you're bringing in a host of specialty areas that you know will work for the client's interest under your framework. Is that, if I understood what you said right, as the general contractor, you know which organizations to go to where you can, A, maybe get a better deal, but one that'll work with you as times change to keep ahead with that curve that's changing every 45 days. Is that my understanding?
You're absolutely correct. So in this scenario, when we're going to assist the end user, there has to be a partnership with all the partners who are involved. We all have to be moving in the same direction, right? So it's key. So those partners that we bring into maybe a Fortune 5 company could potentially be the same ones we would bring into a Fortune 10, but not necessarily, because it depends on the business personality of the end user. But you're spot on with the analysis. It's a matter of we bring those, as well as our own education, right, for those who have already proved that they can execute globally. That's the key thing. So you can imagine, I can't go to a client and say, well, I can help you only in Kentucky or Massachusetts only, and you're a global business. That's not going to work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what have you attributed your growth to? You've been growing pretty quickly. So what's been the source of your success?
So I think it's more of a thought pattern that's been going on, at least between my 2 years, since 2002. It's been this framework that the industry is not really here to protect the client, or at least for optimization. So it's a matter of finally putting the pieces together. And finally, when I was able to open up the business doors, if you will, Q4 of 2010, this was already a matter of sitting down with some of the larger clients and saying, this is the concept I've been thinking about. It's going to apply to these four or five areas in your business. All the areas that we could not fix prior, we can now fix, well, in the here and now. So basically, we've released the Kraken, as I like to say, right, in my particular world.
And what kind of results are you producing for your clients? Like, how much are you able to save them, or what kind of results are you getting?
Sure. Oh, it's always the golden question, right?
Yeah.
When you sit down, what are you going to do for me, my friend, right? But the reality is, without investigating a client's environment, meaning we look at all forms of contracts, we look at all the invoices, we look at basically everything that they're doing with technology, and rather than trying to force an angle upon the client, we ask them first, tell me what is your area of pain. What is your number one area? It could be mobility. It could be telecom. Maybe it's just another area of the business. So getting back to your prior question, we first focus on the client's pain, fix that, derive some value, right? So if I'm going to have to try to give you a general number, you know, sometimes if they're not watching technology, let's use it that from that particular example, could be 30% on sometimes, right? But you have to imagine that a lot of the global clients have teams that are already in position that are focused on these elements. So they're going to do a pretty good job already. So maybe in that scenario, on the low end, you know, it could be maybe 4 or 5%. But if you're talking on a budget of $10 million per year, sometimes that pays for the Christmas party.
Yeah. Fair enough. The other thing you mentioned you do is hybrid maintenance. Would you like to explain what that is?
Sure. Now, this is a particular solution of, here we go again, it's something I thought about when I entered technology probably in the late 80s, early 90s. So once again, it's not a sexy element within technology whatsoever, but hybrid maintenance, it's a mix of OEM plus third party plus break fix maintenance providers, and it's all under a single roof. So the key benefit to the client is that it's really more based on aggravation. The clients have always, if you buy a device from a hardware, like good corporate cheap, they get in a position to where, well, I must also buy the maintenance from the OEM, but the reality is no. So as devices get older, the end user now has more options. So hybrid maintenance is educating the client that there are more options available. So in other words, you now take an environment, for example, let's say there's 1,000 devices that used to be on OEM maintenance, but the OEM maintenance includes all the bells and whistles, and that means it's pretty pricey. So the aggravation from the industry, they use the word, it's too salty. I've been paying this maintenance year after year, but the reality is when we look at our frequency of usage, we're not opening up a lot of trouble tickets. We don't have a lot of downtime because some of this equipment is pretty rock solid. So why am I paying that full dollar, right? There's got to be something out there. So I only needed to hear that from so many people to say, look, what the answer is, it's now a mix. Rather than having a single provider, you now bring in multiple providers, but yet you still have to manage that environment as a general contractor to assist the client. So what we're seeing there is that you now have third-party and break-fix maintenance providers that can provide the same technical expertise, but do it for pennies on the dollar. And that's where the client sees, right, the lower yield in OPEX, but yet they're still technically covered. And when they see that, they sign off and away we go. So this had to be, once again, executed on a global level. So once again, I can't tell them just to go to Kentucky and Massachusetts, right? I got to tell them we can support you in Europe, India, China, four corners of the earth.
All right. So last question before we wrap is the theme of today's event at the Vistage Executive Summit is bold leadership. And I'm wondering, what is your philosophy on leadership and how do you lead your company boldly?
So here we go. This is the fun part. So
I try to keep it fun.
There. No. This is a good part because this is a bit where I've got to kind of reveal who I am. Right. So as far as
reveal yourself, Nick.
Here we go. So
good thing it's radio.
I know, right?
No, fair enough. Right? And I'll make sure to keep it clean. But the reality is, right, when I take off the suit, I'm still a blue-collar guy at the end of the day, right? I'm playing in a white-collar world, right? So from a leadership perspective, we don't dance, right? We put all the figures, all the cards are on the table all the time. So I tend to surround myself and migrate towards those who are kind of that general thread, right? So from a leadership perspective, it's just there's not a lot of hand-holding, not a lot of hugging, right? I'm looking for those who want to go at it and get it, and we do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your afternoon to be with us here on CEO Exclusive Radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.